bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
And I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Hang on. Let me set this up. I got to have something that I can look at myself. So if I look kind of weird or bizarre or strange, instead of you sending me a text on the chat for YouTube. And by the way, you can stream and watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Just click watch live and then you can check us out. Make sure you hit the notification bell so you never miss a live show. Or you can hit us on the talking text line at 833-212-1017 is the number. Today is election day and you should have voted. Did you vote? If you didn't vote, I hope you pay your taxes, because either way, if you don't do either of those, you lose a voice. And of course, every time I say that, people call and complain. I live in an apartment, and if he uses my money to pay taxes, then I'm a taxpayer. Well, you're not. And I'm just saying, you're not. But it's nice to try that. It's nice to pretend that you're a taxpayer, because you're not. But that's just me. Today happens to be April Fool's Day. I don't have any surprises for you other than I'm going to be a fool today because it's, you know, Tuesday, right? Tory Lowe's show is going to be rebroadcast to 6 o'clock. So many other things are going on, but I am admittedly at my age at a point where I am just 110% pro-black. Doesn't mean I'm anti-white, but I'm pro-black. I take pride in what I do. I take pride in what I say. I take pride in doing those things that Black people do. And I don't have a problem saying that. I don't have a problem. And it's not meant to make you feel unready. You know, it's not to make you feel, as somebody said, a white female sent me a note and said something I said made them feel uncomfortable or made them feel some kind of way. And that is not my intent. My intent is to share knowledge about Black people that we not only are a force to be reckoned with, but we are here and we ain't going nowhere. It seems like there are certain movements that are going on in the United States today that are trying to dissolve the Black vote. People scream and talk about illegal, whatever you want to call them, illegal aliens, illegal people, illegal whatever. But they, you know, people keep screaming and hollering about, you should let people in. We're a country of immigrants. Right, we're a country of immigrants. We're not a country of illegal, you know, people who come to this country illegally. And so I don't really understand what it is and why people get so upset about people coming here. I don't understand why people get so upset about Black people being Black. You've pretty much taken all that we have. You've co-signed and, what's the word, repurposed all that we do. And then you pretend like it was yours. And I have a problem with that. The same group that supported Jews now seem to be turning against Jews. But they're not turning against Jewish people because they did anything wrong. They're turning against Jews because Donald Trump actually supports Israel. And I don't understand that. For the life of me, I just don't understand. And so we now have this instance where America is losing the war on the narrative as it relates to Black people. And so I want to remind Black Americans that there are some things that you need to know and you need to understand. Now, granted, this is from my point of view. You will agree, you will disagree, whatever it is, 833-212-1017. Call me and tell me. Matter of fact, let me do this. Let me check my talk and text line, and let me check my YouTube chat. And this time, if you're on YouTube, I'm going to actually log in like I always do, so that I can talk back and forth, so that there can be no separation between us. I worked the polls this morning, went there for a couple hours, and was able to see some things that were done. It was okay. I mean, it wasn't, there weren't a lot of people. I think when I left, there were like 34 people. Literally. And it's every Black American. It's every Black American. And so I have five things every Black American, I believe, should know. And I want to share those with you. And if you have a question about them or comment about them, again, 833-212-1017. Looking at myself on YouTube, looking kind of slouchy. So let me just share them with you so that you understand where I'm coming from. Number one, and there's no necessarily rank order. I just have five. Now, why does the number five, why is that so important? Because when I pledged the greatest fraternity in the world, the Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, the first predominantly Black Greek letter organization in America, I was number five, and I was an anchor, so Anyway, for those of you that know that, you understand the significance of that. Five things every single black American needs to know. Number one, don't avoid unrealized possibilities. Stuff that you didn't do in life, stuff that you wanted to do but you didn't get around to doing, guess what? Pursue it. If you never get there, that's why we have an horizon. We talked about that either yesterday or last week. Just because there's a horizon doesn't mean you can't continue to move towards it. Don't avoid unrealized possibilities. Go for it. Life is short. You only live one life. If you're with somebody and you don't want to be there, leave. If you want to be with somebody and they're sitting over there, go. But remember, don't avoid unrealized possibilities. Number two, change comes with tension. Just like shadows come with the sun. If you want to move somewhere, if you want to achieve something, there's going to be tension. If you're going to have a conversation with somebody, good or bad, there's going to be some tension. Just like when the sun comes out, there's shade. You can't have one without the other. Number three, understand, America is a democratic republic. It is a representative government. It is set up so that everybody's voice and vote can count. When you forget that and you keep talking this idiocy of everybody saying we're a democracy, we are not. That is what they're trying to become. And when you become a democracy, only the majority of the people have control over everything. That includes the Supreme Court. That includes the executive branch with the presidency. And that includes the legislature. So if you really think the world's going to change or somebody's going to come in your house and tell you what you can or can't say, what words you can use or not use, what life you can live or not live, become a democracy. Ask those countries in South America and Central America that became democracies. Pure democracy is run by the majority. And in America, the majority means white people. So if you want people to tell you what you can eat and can't eat, if you want people to tell you where you can live and not live, if you have people that can tell you whether or not you can get abortion, not get an abortion, or abortion is illegal or it's legal, whether you agree or not, if your moral values are Christian, they're going to tell you what you can do. And they can change the Constitution in an instant because they're the majority. So if you want a pure democracy, if you want your voice, your money, your family, your time to change as a black American, become a democracy. Understand that we are a democratic republic. We have a representative government. And when you want the representation that you want, you send that person there. And that person represents you. And you have a voice. And that's it. One is based on population with the House of Representatives. One is based on the fact that we have 50 states and you got two people from each state. Doesn't matter what party you're from. That should not override your politics. So if Ron Johnson is a Republican and his Republican ideals overrun his common thought to what the people in Wisconsin want, get rid of him. If Tammy Baldwin allows her Democrat Party ideals to override and overshadow what the people of Wisconsin want, get rid of her. But understand, it's a democratic republic. You can do that. Under a democracy, once the people in Wisconsin, which is markedly, totally, considerably white, the only thing those people will have in common is race, just like us. And when we come together, we're going to vote as a block. You see how the Democratic Party took advantage of the black vote with Kamala Harris. And you see what happened. They were pushing for a democracy. But in a democracy, when you're the majority, you just skip over the people that are in the minority and you don't really care. So whether or not they'll vote for us, yeah, I don't care. You'll pick what you think. You'll hire based on what white people think is black. They'll tell you this is what black is, this is what black is not. That's what a democracy does. Number four, watch what people do, not what they say. Watch what people do, not what they say. People say a lot of things. Oh, when I get elected, I'm going to. When we buy a house, we're going to. If we can just do this one thing, we're going to. And then they get it, and something different happens. If you just elect me as mayor, if you just elect me as county executive, if you just, right, and then they get in, and it's worse off. Now, my number five is something that I've talked about, and I'm still compiling. And I need to just put a Google Doc so people can just fill it out and it comes back to me. In terms of the 101.7 books every black American needs to read. I haven't forgotten about it. There are five authors that in your lifetime, if you have not read, whether you agree with them or not, you need to still read them. My honorable mention, my sixth player, my sixth book, right? You know, like if you got a five-person team like basketball, you got a sixth player, comes off the bench. My number six is John McWhorter. People don't like John McWhorter. He's a linguist. I think he's at NYU or Columbia right now. I sent him an email not too long ago. I talked to him. And he's conservative in some things, liberal in some things. Leans significantly black in some things he leans majority. He's what you call human, as we all are. And it's like everything, when you dive into something so deep that you forget what's around you, you forget your unrealized possibilities, you forget that change comes with tension, you forget that if you got the sun, you got to have a shadow. You forget that you live in a democratic republic that people represent you. And if you only listen to what people say and what they do, you need to read these five books. Number one in the books, James Baldwin. If you have not read, and I'm not talking about going on YouTube, I'm talking about sitting down with a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, or whatever your beverage is, whatever your whatever it is for you, and read James Baldwin. Number two is Toni Morrison. I don't agree with probably 50, 60% of what Toni Morrison says and does and spouts and all that. She is one of the most prolific black female authors I have ever read in my entire life. And I don't agree with everything James Baldwin or any of these authors said. But they wrote during a time when America was different and younger people do not understand the things that we've gone through. There is nothing new under the sun. All the stuff we're going through, people have gone through before. Black people. James Baldwin, Toni Morrison, and my other most prolific female black writer is Zora Neale Hurston. If you have not read anything by Zora Neale Hurston, if it is not anywhere on your high school or college book list, you as a parent are doing your child an injustice. Number four, Now I'm going to leave my best for last. My number four is Thomas Sowell. He is the most prolific, not just black, the most prolific, who happens to be black, economist who ever lived. If you want to understand Basic Economics, which I believe that's the name of one of his books, read Thomas Sowell. Understand the behavior and the mindset. That's one thing when it comes to the economy and money. But if you understand how the system works, you will win every time. You won't allow what other people say and what other people do to damage your understanding of living in a democratic republic with a capitalist economy. And last but not least is W.E.B. Du Bois. The problem of black America did not happen when George Floyd died. It didn't happen when the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated. It didn't happen when your great aunt, great uncle, great grandfather was lynched. As the first black man to get a PhD from Harvard University, growing up in Barrington, I believe, Maine or Vermont, he lived a life between two worlds where one half of his family were black and from slaves and the other half had a French background. And so when he came to understand and write the book, well, I'll let you look him up and read those books for yourself. He came to understand the schism of race and class, and then class within the race. And if we don't take care of the least of us, it'll affect the most of us. And when people read his book and they say, his name isn't Du Bois, his name is Dubois. He rejected the European French ancestry of his family because he knew that no matter what he did, he would always be perceived as a black man, as a Negro. Every black American, within the sound of my voice, needs to understand that there are some things that you must know if you are going to survive in America. If not, you're lost already.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Come on, man. And with the local DBC News, LL Cool J with a triumphant comeback.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Khalil, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I'm good, man. Yourself?
I'm good. Can't complain.
Good, man. I enjoy your show listening to
Thank
your
you.
Commentary and everything. I wanted to speak on the comment you made about Democrats not supporting Israel or not supporting the Jewish people now.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And
I was more so talking about black people not supporting.
Oh, okay. Well, black people.
Okay.
First, when you say Jewish, mm-hmm. what does that mean to you? Because, like, if I was to say the term blackish, what would that mean? Or if I said Americanish, the word ish actually means like, right? So when you say Jewish, that those people that created that term knew what they meant. They were saying these people are Jew-like. They're not actually the Jews. These people that are over in Israel right now, those people are European that took on the Jewish faith.
Well, I'm not going to get into the semantics of a religion because I'm talking about the religious Jew.
But Jew is not just a religion.
That's what you believe. That's what you believe. I get it. I understand that. I just have a different perspective.
Okay, but that's what they will tell you.
Khalil, who is they?
Okay.
Who is they?
Just the Jewish people themselves. They would tell you being a Jew is not just about your religion. It's about your whole lifestyle, politics, everything. It's all encompassing.
It's
all encompassing.
Well, it's all those, but to some it's religion. To some it's ethnicity. To some, that's why they're Orthodox Jews and they're Reformed Jews. They're different sects within that. They also look at themselves as a race, which is their prerogative to do. I'm not going to tell somebody else who they are, just like I don't want somebody telling me who I am. But is that an issue?
Right. But
is that an issue?
No, that's not an issue. But I think the real reason is that these people are over there committing modern day genocide, and
that's your
and
opinion.
We're sitting back
that's
and
your
watching
opinion.
It.
No, don't speak for we.
No,
speak for
that's
you.
Not a, that's,
yes,
that's not a,
speak
when you
for you.
The numbers,
don't. No, I'm not. Listen, you're only getting information. Just like when people support the Jewish, they only get information from one side. People that support anything else or anti-Jew or whatever you want to call it, they support their side.
This is what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. Go ahead.
But why are you being contrary to what I'm saying if that's what I've gathered, right?
Okay, that's you.
Anyway.
I don't have to accept that you said it. I don't have to accept or believe
I know, but
just
I'm just
because
saying,
you're telling me. But you asked me a question. Why do I reject it? Because I have a different point of view in relation to Jews. That's all.
Okay, this is what I'm saying, though. These people are over here killing people, like,
and they've been killed as well.
Killing.
They're not indiscriminately killing. Uh-huh. They've been killed as well. Do you discard that?
Listen, there.
Answer
the
my
Jews,
question.
The,
do you discard
the,
that?
The Israelis.
Why is it when I ask you a question about something about Jewish people, you pretend like you don't hear me? Over 2,000 people got killed in October of 2023. Over 2,000. I don't even know. It was last year?
No, they said 1,200.
I don't care how many. Does it matter? Does it even matter?
Yes, it matters.
Why? Because they're dead?
Yes, it matters. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
Why is that?
If these people, they say they're religious people, their book tells you that God tells them, you do not, even when you're in war or something,
right.
You do not go beyond the bounds. If I
what are the bounds?
In the face.
Okay.
Okay, listen to me. Let me explain.
I'm listening.
If I punch you in the face, you cannot hit me with an atomic bomb.
So
that's
you
going beyond
so
the
it's
bounds.
Okay. So it's okay for you to go beyond our bounds, but we shouldn't go beyond
I'm
our bounds.
You what
so we don't.
Says.
Now listen, to what I'm saying, it's not my book.
I'm telling you,
but
I'm telling you what their book says.
So what would a human being
so
do if you slapped them?
Shouldn't they adhere to their own book?
If you're a religious Jew, sure. If you're not, do what you do. Defend yourself. You're saying they don't have a right to defend themselves by any means necessary? To meet force with force?
What I'm saying is...
Is that
what
you're saying? Why don't you answer the question?
They shouldn't have a... they have a right to defend themselves, but they've gone way beyond that.
And so has Hamas.
Way beyond. When you,
so has Hamas.
You destroyed a whole... They killed 1,200 people. These people destroyed a whole country.
So now it's tit for tat?
No, what I'm saying is Israel destroyed a whole country. How can you relate 1,200 people dying to killing a whole to destroying a whole country, displacing millions of people, telling these people they got to leave and can't come back?
Because the last time that happened, 6 million Jews
no,
died.
No, man, that's wrong.
You don't
that's
get to wrong. Tell me I'm you wrong. You can wrong. Disagree, but you that's, can't tell me I'm wrong.
That's wrong.
6 million people.
That is
6 million Jews. Oh, 6 million Jews didn't die? Is that what you're saying?
That's wrong.
Are
that's
you saying
wrong,
it?
Man. It's
answer my question.
It's immoral.
Are you answering
my question? You can't punish people for something that someone else did.
You're missing my point. I said that in the past, 6 million Jews died. If people lynch black people, as they've done throughout history, and now you see a group of white people walking towards you with ropes and nooses and pickaxes, and they tell you they're coming for you, and then they kill 1,200 black people, and then they turn towards you, would you stay there and wait for them to kill you? Or do you defend yourself knowing what they already did?
Listen, they're not. They're
answer
not,
my
these
question.
People are trapped.
Answer my
you're
question.
You're going to defend yourself, but you.
Answer.
I'm answering your question. Of course, you're going to defend yourself. I would defend myself, but that is not. That's not the proposition. You.
No, that's not your
you're
proposition.
You're making a false equivalent, though.
A false equivalent? How's it a false equivalent? Explain that one to me. Explain it to me.
Well, it's a false equivalent because
you're disagree
saying
with it.
That. No, let me finish. You're saying that these people are still fighting, like they're still under attack.
I didn't
they're
say
not.
That. I didn't they, say they, that. That's not what I said.
So why are they still fighting? If they're not still under attack, why are they still attacking those people?
Because they were attacked. And to make sure it never happens again, that's what they're
you
doing.
You can't make sure it never happens again.
Oh,
they can never do that because
really?
You can't kill the ideology. You can't kill the ideology.
So you admit that they killed Jews because they disagreed and they had a different ideology?
Probably so. They probably.
What do you mean
did,
probably?
Yeah.
That's what
they
you just said.
Did. They probably tired of being. Captive to these people where they can't even control their own water. They can't control their own electricity. They can't get their own food in. They're a nation inside of a nation.
Okay.
Yes, they're frustrated.
Sure.
These people have been living like that for generations.
So what do you suggest happen? What do you suggest needs
suggest
to happen?
That, I think that everybody that's siding with Israel...
I didn't ask you that. I asked you what is it that should happen between the warring factions of Israel and Hamas? What should happen? Don't give me a history lesson. Okay.
Israel, first of all, should deal directly with the people of Gaza. They shouldn't be dealing with America trying to figure out.
Okay, we're not talking about it. I said, what's to do with two of them? Hamas? In Israel, what should they do? So don't deal with any outside
entities,
right?
Okay, well, let me give you a history lesson.
I don't want a history lesson. You're not going to talk a history lesson. You're not going to give me a history lesson. I don't want a history lesson. I have a very specific question out. What should Hamas and Israel do?
I'm going to give you an example.
Listen, I don't want an example.
I'm going to give you an
example. I do not want an example. I want an answer.
You
want to
tell me how to answer the
yes,
question?
Yes, I am.
I'm trying to answer your question.
No, you're not. You're giving me an example. What should Hamas and Israel do today, April 1st, 2025, at 4:36 in the afternoon? What should they do to end this war?
They should come to the table.
They're already at the table.
They should come to the table together.
They already got a ceasefire that goes back and forth. So you're saying Hamas has done nothing wrong?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
All right. Go ahead.
I never said that.
Go ahead. Because you sure didn't mention them at all.
Do you know who the IRA is?
Why don't you just answer the question? Don't give me a history lesson.
The Republican Guard.
Okay, I'm done. I'm going to put you on hold because I need you to answer the question. We're not
you
talking
won't
about
let
the IRA.
Me answer the question.
Because you're not talking about, you're talking about the IRA. Answer my question. Hamas and Israel. I don't want a history lesson. I know history. At 4:36 in the afternoon, Tuesday, April 1st, 2025, what should they do?
Okay, what Israel needs to do is they need to respect those people and who the people that represent those people. They need to respect that.
And what should Hamas do?
And Hamas should respect. They should come to the table. You know, and try to come to some type of solution. But it's going to be extremely hard with Israel putting forth that a two-state solution is non-negotiable.
So then,
having
what would you do? So then, what would you do if Israel told you there's no new two-state solution and you're Hamas? What would you do?
What I think should happen is America should do the right thing.
No, we're not talking about
Israel.
America. We're not talking about America. We are not.
Because
No, we're not. I asked you about Hamas.
Because America
and
involved.
You said is it
America's
no?
Involved.
You said is America's
well,
pulled out now. America pulls out. There we go.
No, without American weapons, this war ends.
And where's Hamas getting their weapons from? The sky?
They don't even have. They don't. It's
come
like,
on,
it's
man,
like,
get
like,
out of here, dude.
They, come on,
standing
man. They don't
in
have
a picture. You're not answering. See?
Come on,
you're,
man. Come on, bro.
You're too one-sided, man. So
bro.
Are you? Are you kidding me? We've been
one-sided.
Arguing two opposite sides for the whole time, bro. Come on, man. Come
listen,
on, Khalil.
Let me tell you, but,
yes, sir.
But guess what?
Yes, sir.
I'm with the Pope, man. I'm with the Pope people. Like Muhammad Ali was. I'm with the Pope people.
Okay.
I'm not with these oligarchs and authoritarians that think that.
Well, then you should move out of America. Then you should move.
No, I'm not moving out of America. My people helped build this country.
Oh,
my people helped
okay.
build this country, man.
Okay, so you have vested interest in it, right?
I got interest in it.
Okay. All right.
And guess what? If it come down to it, I'm gonna pick up my gun. If it come down to it, you know.
And go where?
You gotta fight for what's right.
And go
you
gotta
where? Have some principles that you live by.
Okay. And guess what, Khalil?
People don't have principles.
I totally respect your opinion, and I respect your perspective.
All right, I'm gonna let it go, man, so somebody else can get in.
You gonna stop beating me up now?
I ain't beat you up, man. You've been beating me up. This your show, man. I'm bruised. My nose.
Oh,
bloody
stop!
And
so is
right
mine.
Now.
You was hotter than me too,
come
bro.
Come on, man.
All right, I appreciate you, brother.
Man. All right, take care.
All right, take care. 833-212-1017 is the number. Muhammad, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Ken. I appreciate that brother's passion, Brother Khalil.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You let me down, Dr. Ken. You let me down.
No, I didn't.
It just shows that
it shows
how
what?
Informed we are about the situation. Now, mind you, do you know that one of the cabinet members, or two of them, from Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel, is just got arrested in Israel because guess who's been funding Hamas? This imaginary, and not even imaginary, this little monster that they use to destroy all that land. Have you heard of Greater Israel? Now, this is the right-wing government's plan in Israel.
And so where are you getting your information from?
I've watched every single news station as well as international news.
But that's not what I asked you. I asked you where'd you get your information from.
I can see all of them. And between,
okay, that's not nice.
And I can even point you. Okay, well, listen, have you heard of Norman Finkelstein?
Yes.
Okay, he's a professor. His parents were in the Holocaust. He's Jewish.
Okay.
He's saying what's going on over there is a Holocaust.
Okay.
There's no way around it.
Sure.
You know, the international court has arrest warrants for the Prime Minister of Israel.
Correct.
So how can you say, hey, you know what? It's Hamas's fault.
I didn't say it was Hamas's
Netanyahu
fault.
Prayed.
I never said it was Hamas's fault.
Yep. And it was not over 2,000 people as well. The number was 1,200.
I
then
never
they lowered
said,
it even.
I never said it was Hamas's fault. Did I ever say that?
when you were kind of
that's not what I asked you. Did I ever say it was Hamas's fault? Just because I'm on Israel's side doesn't mean I'm blind. Mm-hmm. So that if you're on Hamas's side, if you're on Hamas's side, then I hope that you wouldn't be blind either. That both sides have done some atrocities. Both sides have done some things. And at some point, it's got to end. I think everybody agrees with that.
Mm-hmm. And then you said you didn't want to talk about the United States on how it's
because we're not
end,
because I'm talking about Hamas and Israel. Well, okay, then we should stop funding it. I was never in agreement with Israel with us funding. I'm not in agreement with America funding a lot of countries and a lot of places that ain't had nothing to do with the United States of America. But I do understand foreign policy. I do understand that there are some points and places in the world that if it gets taken over, it's going to be detrimental to America. It's going to be detrimental to things we ship in and out of the country. It's going to be detrimental to American citizens that live there. So, I mean, it's a bigger picture. It's not just Hamas and Israel. It's bigger than that.
But do you think the situation is helping us or hurting us?
Helping America?
By supporting Israel.
It's not doing anything to America. Yeah. The only thing it's causing is people to get uproar because they disagree with somebody. We don't have a generation today that knows how to disagree. They know how to scream and cry and complain like little babies instead of learning information that's as unbiased as possible and looking at both sides. And instead of pointing out what everybody's doing wrong, figure out how can everybody do it right so we can end a war. But everybody thinks their side is the only side, and it's the best side. It's never going to end.
Well, that's not the case. I've looked at both sides. I'm American. However, I'm also Muslim, and I know that killing any innocent people is totally against the religion.
It's against most people's religion.
Would be against it.
Right.
So, but also, from a humanistic standpoint, these people have been treated less than human for quite some time.
Right.
And that's going to create some uprising, which happened October 7th.
Right.
But then when they ignite their Hannibal directive, well, I don't know if you know what that is.
Right.
That's when their military was
correct
killing everybody in sight.
Correct.
So therefore, they put all the numbers on Hamas.
So watch
then
this.
They lied
so watch
about
this.
The atrocities that Hamas
so watch
was doing.
This. So you can't get mad at somebody countering something you did. You have to know going in what those consequences and unintended consequences are going to be. And that's what they are.
But it's a lot more diabolical than that.
Even if it's diabolical, and I know you're anti-Israel. Well, I don't know if you can.
I'm not anti-Israel.
Time out. Even if they did, at some point, you gotta expect to get some blowback, wouldn't you? That's all I'm saying.
But have you realized Israel's intention, though? There's a plan of greater Israel. They want to annihilate any people that are not them.
The same thing that most believers of Islam believe in the Middle East. Right.
Absolutely.
They both
not.
Believe the same.
Absolutely
oh,
not.
Okay. All right. So those that stand there and say it, we shouldn't believe them. Okay. All right. I got to run because I am
say
so
what?
Behind, Muhammad. It's all your fault. Because I can't blame Khalil because I got to roll.
All right. All a favor.
Thank
we
you
should
much.
All educate ourselves more because it affects us.
Absolutely, brother. Take care, man.
You know, Malcolm X spoke on it.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
You know, a lot
go.
Of our great heroes.
Okay, so he's not going to listen, and I got to go.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I want to say thank you to Khalil and Muhammad for their comments and hollering at me and making me feel all intimidated and stuff. But that was pretty cool. What would Khalil say? He's all bruised and, you know, he probably driving. Oh, okay. I'm hurt. My leg, my foot. No, I'm just kidding. That was a great discussion / argument / but again, let me suggest that in the end, it's important to know what your sources are. And do you know what, like when you ask those kind of questions, do you know what this is? Do you know that? Okay, where did it come from? How did it start? How did it happen? That kind of thing. So everybody can be educated. But when we just say stuff because we're, and so I get accused of being pro-Israel when you are clearly calling and you're pro-Hamas and you're pro-Palestinian. It's okay, but don't hide behind it. Say you are. I'm okay with that. 833-212-1017 is the number. Time is crunched, but so is Al. What's up, Al?
Hey, hope you're having a wonderful day. I think the best way to get all this nonsense together with the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, let's just play the game fair. Which means if the Republican Party say I can kick you while you're down, they should not have a problem if I run over you with a semi-truck. I think we should have a level of equality. It does not mean do as I say, not as I do. You know, if you can sit here, I mean, if they can sit here and blame illegals, then I can sit here and say that white supremacy is the biggest terrorist. All right. You know, if they want to call people racist, then, or, you know, rapists, then I can sit here and say, well, why y'all not talking about y'all people that's doing all the raping? So I feel we just should have an open door, just like they want to put a lady in jail for having a miscarriage, but they don't want to go after the man because a lot of them produces bad seeds. Let's just have a free-for-all. If we're going to talk about making America great, don't be a draft dodger.
All right.
And then we can all live in peace and harmony.
Thanks,
and I
sir.
Think that'd be great.
All right.
Have a good day.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. They got me so backed up and so turned around, I don't even know what to do. But you know what I'm going to do, right? Push a button.